Welcome to Marvelicious Toys, hosted by Justin and his amazing friends, Arnie and Marjorie. We bring you news and reviews of Marvel toys, statues, and more, because not all Marvel collections can be bagged and boarded. They're not just toys, they're Marvelicious.
Hello and welcome to issue 48 of Marvelicious Toys. I'm Marjorie.
I'm Arnie.
And I'm Justin.
And I need to retract some things I said back in issue 47. I was wrong. Happens once in a while. Happened 3 times last show, though.
So this episode's going to be all about our retractions and errors. So get out a pen and paper and start taking them down. This is the only apology you're going to get.
First of all, we talked about that X-Men set that we got at Comic-Con, Justin, and that was the Toys R Us exclusive. I'd said that I was waiting for it to go online. Well, it went online the day our show came out, and of course, we don't record the same day we release. Barrett needs some time to enhance the shows, and so we got the news out about that, and we also heard from some listeners that it was actually on ToysRUs.com during preview night and sold out, and it took a while to restock.
Interesting.
I finally started seeing those at my stores, too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They're starting to show up in pretty good numbers around here, so that's probably going to be something that you can hold off a little bit and see if it ever goes on that mysterious Toys R Us clearance that never seems to happen.
And then being stuck in a Comic-Con hangover, I didn't really get time to know my Super Helicarrier before we reviewed it, and after we recorded, it and I spent some long hours together, and I got to know the ins, the outs. We had our second date, we will say.
Did you buy her some drinks?
Well, I didn't need to buy it drinks, it was already not standing. First of all, my biggest disappointment came when I'm taking pictures of the glorious beast, and I'm getting out the instruction sheet, and what falls out of the instruction sheet? A decal sheet.
Uh-oh. Did you hear the Debbie Downer? Wah, wah.
And I'm thinking, oh, but it has decals on it, so is this just a mistake? Is this the regular Helicarrier's decal sheet that they just put in here? Of course not. There's approximately 50 decals to apply in addition to the pre-applied decals.
I think this will speak volumes about our different levels of OCD, because for me, when I found that sheet of decals, I was like, you know what? Those are going right back in the box, and I'm not going to worry about them. I bet you stayed up a few extra hours worrying about having to put those on at some point, didn't you?
I'm still scheduling time with some tweezers and Marjorie to kind of dab my forehead like a surgeon as
I sweat.
That's
what we had to do. He was in the kitchen nook, and he had everything spread out on the table, and it was like he was playing Operation. Everyone didn't talk to him. My friend came over, who's like a calming influence for him, and he kind of helped and guided Arnie a little bit, but Arnie'd get really tense, and he was sweating all over. And he was wigging out, and I swear to God, I never buy him anything else with decals.
And now I have 3 of these.
See, I can just let him go. I don't feel like they got to go on there because, you know what? It's got quite a few pre-labeled stickers on there. So, to my eye, I'm not going to miss them without them being on there.
I'm going to put them on at least the one, and then I'll see if I prefer it tramped up with all these extra colors.
Oh, they're tramp stamps now?
Or if I just like it nice, plain, and demure. Because without the decals, a 4-foot Helicarrier is subtle.
Yeah, you might not notice it.
Yeah, is that a table? I don't know. Oh, no, it's a Helicarrier.
If I remember correctly, it was basically just a bunch of, like, warning sign stuff on those decals.
No step.
Yeah, caution.
There's a fire extinguisher.
They didn't seem all that super necessary, because like I stated before, I feel like anybody who's going to step foot on the Helicarrier should probably have had some training beforehand and don't need all these warning signs put up.
The other thing I noticed about the Helicarrier is that I was worried if I added extra middle segments, it would start to sag in the middle. It turns out I didn't need to add any extra middle segments. Just with the one middle segment, it already has a little bit of bowing to it.
Yeah, do you have yours sitting up on a flat surface using the stands that it comes with?
Yeah, if I don't use the stands, which is how it was when we reviewed it on the show last time, I hadn't put the little stands in there. But when I start to set it up, what I intended to do was put it on the riser so I could have a whole bunch of figures in front of it and then a whole bunch more figures on it. But when I put the risers in there that lifts it up, the middle kind of bowed in already with just the one piece.
It happens.
Yeah. See, I put mine on some fishing wire and I have it hanging from the ceiling. And, you know, it's got one loop on one end and one loop on the other end. And the middle is sagging just a bit. It doesn't look like it's going to snap in half or anything, but it's, there's a noticeable sag there in the middle.
That's what I noticed as well. And Marjorie had a good idea about getting a cake stand, a transparent cake stand. Now, of course, if you're hanging it, you just have to find a weird way to do something with the fishing wire. But if you're putting it on a shelf like I am, she thought maybe a cake stand for wedding cakes.
You know how they have those clear, like little, almost look like eye bars like you see in construction, but they're clear to hold the different parts of the cake up?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's not a bad idea. Yeah, but as I mentioned last time, like a clear acrylic rod or something like that, that could work too.
But one of our listeners, Chris, who we saw over the last weekend at Wizard World, had also suggested maybe some of those acrylic stands that you can get at the Container Store. And that might not be a bad idea. Those might have more height to them that allow us to adjust, because I'm actually going to have to measure the exact height of this helicarrier and find something that fits it.
Yeah, that's just it. I was going to say, anything you get, you're going to have to custom cut to some degree just to get it to be the right height. So it'll be interesting to see in the long run what these do. I don't plan on resupporting mine unless I start to see some really noticeable sag, and then maybe I'll just string it up a little bit more in the middle too. But
yeah, but once you notice the sag, it's too late, Justin.
It was sagging right away, though. Like, I think it's just not all that structurally sound, to be honest with you.
Faulty product.
Get a refund. Maybe get a free Maria Hill out of the deal.
Yeah, right. Good luck with that.
Justin, you are known to be a little more on the picky and choosy side of collecting than I am. I'm the completist. If I start a line, I have to have it all. You can still look at certain figures that are too close to other ones we have, or just plain crappy, and go, you know what? I'm not going to buy that.
True.
I need you to tell me the truth. If Maria Hill was a Wave 1 Avengers figure, would you have bought that?
That's a tricky question. Possibly. Here's how I would not have bought it. If she would have been slipped into, let's say, a Avengers gift pack, you know, like a 6-pack or an 8-pack of figures, and she was the only new one in there, I would have a hard time rebuying all the figures just to get her. I don't know. Maybe I was a little blinded at San Diego Comic-Con, because she was the main reason that I got the Helicarrier. And now that I got them both, I'm more happy with the Helicarrier than I am with Maria Hill.
Yeah, that Maria Hill is all kinds of awful. It looks nothing like Kobe Smulders. The hair is all wrong. The face is generic. The body is Black Widow's with a different paint job, which if I were customizing the figure, I wouldn't be happy with, because there's all these lines there that shouldn't be and mold marks. And I really think the only reason people are clamoring for this figure is because they can't have it.
It's very true. And you did mention customizing, and that's one of the things that's going on around a lot of customizing boards right now. People are making available head sculpts of the Maria Hill. So all you need to do is get your hands on a existing Black Widow and paint it up yourself, instead of, you know, shelling out the crazy dollars they're still going for on eBay right now.
Yeah, there's plenty of options. When I got the figure into the photo studio and I started looking at her really close up, I just realized that were she a regular figure, we would have ripped her a new one. And so she shouldn't get a pass just for being an exclusive with a Helicarrier. I'm with you, Justin, 100%. I was equally excited for Maria Hill and the Helicarrier going in. Coming out, because of that completism I mentioned earlier, I'm happy to have Maria Hill. But really, I think that a little bit of time is going to temper the prices of her when everybody starts to realize she's a really terrible figure.
Don't you think maybe she'll get released in another wave, though?
No.
Oh, not at all?
Hasbro's rough with their exclusive figures.
Okay.
And when it's a re-sculpt repaint like this, when it's just a repainted body with a new head, it didn't cost them anything, so they don't need put it out again.
Yeah, never say never. I mean, I could see, with Avengers 2 on the horizon in a couple years, you know, this figure could make its way back out in a different color scheme, somewhere in a battle pack, somewhere along the lines. But I don't think we'll ever see it again in this black and white outfit.
I figured since Arnie bought a Maria Hill that she would be released in a future wave, thus making him further the cooler.
That's kind of why I'm saying never say never.
I do think Maria Hill as a character will come out again, much like the Black Widow from Iron Man 2 never came out, but we got a Black Widow figure. I think we'll get another Maria Hill figure, but it won't be this Maria Hill figure. Hopefully it'll be a much better Maria Hill figure that looks like she's about to marry Dr. Horrible.
To make it even worse, she's not even movie accurate. That's not the outfit she wore in the movie. I mean, she just had a straight up blue jumpsuit on, if I remember correctly. Not the classic white boots and white gloves.
I'm pretty sure there's going to be a G.I. Joe figure either out or coming out with the new movie that you can put that head sculpt on, even though that head sculpt looks nothing like Kobe Smulders, and then get a better, if not great, Maria Hill.
Oh, yeah. That's always a good place for custom fodder is the G.I. Joe line.
And then the final topic I wanted to revisit from last show is I was discussing how terrible the case assortment was for Wave 19 when they had put that out. But since then, they also announced Wave 19 Revision 1 and Wave 19 Revision 2, and now the situation is nowhere near as bleak. Revision 1 of Wave 19 is absolutely great. If you haven't found any Wave 18 figures yet or any Wave 19 figures yet, if you get Wave 19 Revision 1 right now available at Entertainment Earth, you get both waves, one of each, plus a couple extra.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Wave 19 Revision 1 has the new Hulk, Beast, Scarlet Witch, Beta Ray Bill, Kraven, Spider-Man Unlimited, She-Hulk, the new Punisher, Shattered Dimension Spider-Man, Kang, and then Colossus and Juggernaut are the two carry-forwards, both of whom were hard to find figures to begin with.
Wow, that's a pretty dang good case. That'll be a neat one to even see remnants of on the pegs when they start to ship that one.
I was real worried about Kang and Scarlet Witch being one per case in Wave 19, and Wave 19 being a case that you couldn't split the way Justin and I split 18, but if you held off on 18, ordering this case of 19, which is $119.99 at Entertainment Earth, please use the link from the Marvelicious Toys homepage, you get a really good case of figures, and it's one of each per, so you're not ending up with any trade fodder, any spares that you're not going to want. And then there is Wave 19 Revision 2, which isn't quite as glorious as Wave 19 Revision 1. Revision 2 has a Scarlet Spider-Man, Thunder Age Thor, two Hulks, Beast, Beta Ray Bill, Kraven, Spider-Man Unlimited. Silver Surfer's coming back, as is Black Spider-Man, as is Iron Spider-Man, and Iron Patriot.
Few questionable ones in there, but you never know.
But I think this is starting to ship now, as we'll talk about in
the Spectacular Store Report.
We did a ton of toy runs over this past weekend, and I swear I saw some remnants of Wave 19 Revision 2, because I saw Iron Patriot, I saw Black Spider-Man, I saw Silver Surfer, and I saw Iron Spider-Man, and I have not seen those figures in a long time.
Interesting. And you saw those at Toys R Us?
Yeah.
Awesome.
And we'll talk about Wizard World a little bit later, but also some of the figures from Wave 19 started to show up at Wizard World, like Baghead Spider-Man and She-Hulk.
Yeah, those. I don't think the Hasbro guys were kidding when they told us at Comic-Con last month that pretty soon we're going to be screaming mercy because our wallets are going to be so sore from all the product that's about to hit. And I have a feeling that this is just a slight trickle right before the floodgates open.
I think you're right, because also when we were hitting the stores, Wave 18 is certainly starting to hit, because I was finding Ghost Riders, Hulks, and I even found one of the new Hulks.
Yep, so did I.
I think people didn't know he was new.
Yeah, maybe people aren't noticing that it's new, or maybe it's that sculpt has already been inundating us out there. It's in a comic pack. It's in that Avengers pack. It's in that three pack with the Red Hulk. It's a good sculpt, but geez, they really hit it hard.
And we got our case in, Justin. I haven't had a chance to mail you yours. It just came the day we're recording, but I do have this entire new wave in my hot little hand right here. I'm looking at that Hulk. It is a great body. The head, I love it, but he's got an underbite.
He does. Oh, poor Hulk. As if he doesn't have enough troubles as it is.
Hulk no like retainer. Hulk need wear rubber bands.
He ate it. He put it in his mouth and it smashed.
Does he have eyebrows?
He has molded eyebrows, but they're not painted. He has big furrows over his eyes.
We'd have to look at all three of them together, because that was the difference between the comic pack version and the Avengers gift set version. One had eyebrows and the other didn't.
Now, on the back of this wave is Rocket Raccoon. We've been talking about that, and he has a different saying like Deadpool did on the back of each one. And On this one, he says, collect them all. Do you find my small, furry nature reassuring? It's a good figure, though. I like the paint job. You said you saw it, too. Just all the lines in it and the wash they gave it. The pants around the knees, I mean, it's the same sculpt we've seen before. It looks more like leggings than torn pants, but...
Well, it's because he's got the break where his knees are. Couldn't they have just painted his knees purple?
Well, no, they're supposed to be torn because he grew big. I'm also noticing he popped the button on his fly of his pants.
Well, he ate too much. He went to Golden Corral. But what I'm saying is, see how there's, like, pants below the knee?
No, it's supposed to be hanging down. Like, when you fall and tear the pants at your knee. It's supposed to be like that. It just doesn't look quite right.
No. Looks like he's got leg warmers on or fancy Uggs.
It's like when you were a kid and you used to play on your knees all the time. And you'd always wear out the knees so your mom had to put patches on there. That's what Hulk's been doing. He's been messing around on his knees too much. So refresh my memory. Who else is in this wave? We got Beta Ray Bill.
Well, let's go through these in order. I actually jumped to number 9 with Hulk because we were talking about Hulk. Number 7, because you don't have him enough in your collection, folks. Spider-Man. Spider-Man. Marvel Universe's 50th Spider-Man.
Is it really the 50th?
No, but it feels that way.
Might be close. If we counted every comic pack and gift pack and everything else, we might be getting close to at least 20.
Now, it doesn't say anything except Spider-Man on the pack, but this comic art is from Ultimate Spider-Man, and it's a very vibrant colored Spider-Man with very solid black lines.
What's the bag of garbage?
That is his clothes, his street clothes. He webs them up and carries them like a backpack.
It looks like garbage.
It kind of does.
Like the bag broke.
And see, that's not even a new accessory. We've gotten that before with a different Spider-Man a while back. So it's a redo of a figure, a redo of an accessory at a time when there's a line dedicated to Spider-Man right next to it. I just don't understand why they keep injecting Spider-Man into this line, especially at a time like now when there's a movie line dedicated to Spider-Man. It just seems overkill and just poor planning. I understand the need. We've talked about this before, to keep core characters in the line, to keep kids interested and stuff like that. But it doesn't always have to be Iron Man and Spider-Man and Cap and Thor.
Yeah, it kind of does. But I get it in the respect of right now with the Spider-Man movie coming out, a lot of people are going to be looking at the Spider-Man line you're talking about and seeing it as a kid's line because of all the play features and things. Whereas this figure has the articulation that only one of the Spider-Man in the Spider-Man line has. And people like me, when the X-Men movie came out back in 2000, I didn't necessarily at that time want figures of Hugh Jackman and Patrick Stewart.
You didn't want figures of Hugh Jackman?
I didn't at that time.
You do now, though.
I wanted figures that reminded me of my childhood and were the comic interpretations. So people who go and see the Amazing Spider-Man movie, who may be a little bit older, might not want movie Spider-Man, but want a highly articulated comic Spider-Man. And Ultimate Spider-Man, to me, looks just like regular Spider-Man. I understand there's a little difference in the eyes, but really, really close there.
Okay, I guess let me refine my complaint then. Because to me, if they're going to put a Spider-Man back out, which they're going to be doing over the next couple waves with these swap outs and everything, there's 4 different Spider-Man to track down over these next 2 waves. They could at least, with the ones that they put out in costumes similar to this, bring us the new articulation. And that new one that you're holding there, I believe, is the old style articulation without the swivel hips and without the new articulated ankles.
Right you are, sir. It does not have... We found out the name for those ankles, by the way.
Ooh, do tell.
They're called ankle rockers. Thank you, David Vonner.
Nice. I'll accept that. Ankle rockers. Sounds like a bad cover band.
I think we just came up with one, yes. I think we can do this.
But you're right. It has lesser articulation than the best bodies out there. But I'm not trying to make excuses for them. It's not the greatest figure of this wave, but every so often, this is an entire line dedicated to repaints. They have to cut costs on certain figures so they can spend the money on other figures. And we're going to be talking about a lot of figures here that have new sculpt and new accessories. So if they cut costs by giving us an Ultimate Spider-Man, that is, yeah, basically like every other Spider-Man we have, unless you're buying by the case like we do now, you didn't have to get this one.
Exactly. It's the one I'm least looking forward to out of all the new Spider-Man coming.
I agree, because when I opened the case, it was really suspenseful. which Spider-Man is it? There's two Spider-Man in this case. If there's one of each, who gets what? Oh, crap. They're both this one.
They're both the one nobody wants. Damn it.
But figure eight, Spider-Man has to have somebody to fight. How about Kraven the Hunter?
All right.
Now, this is going to be a standard buck again, but they have really gone out with the accessories. They've given him his wonderful lion vest, his slip-over-the-shoulder type, and...
It's more than just a slip-over-the-shoulder type. It's buttons to make a scary face.
Of a lion.
Yeah.
They also put skulls on his kneecaps.
Oh, those are kind of cool. They're black skulls.
And Marjorie was referring to Ugg boots earlier. It certainly looks like he has some Uggs. He also comes with a giant spear and a necklace of teeth.
Now, why would you mention that as an accessory?
Because it's not on him. It's packed separately. I think I have to pop off his head and put it on.
Really?
Yeah.
Strange.
Assuming it's a necklace, I'm pretty sure that's all that can be. Otherwise, it's the world's worst weapon.
That's weird that they would give him a necklace and not put it on the figure.
Either that or it's a part of the spear. It is tethered to the spear with what looks like just one of those rubber coil things that keep the accessories in place. When you get yours, you can take a look.
Hmm.
Oh, he also has a butter knife. I'm sure it's supposed to be a dagger of some sort, but it really looks like he's at Cracker Barrel.
It's for safety. Maybe he just likes to butter his rolls. Did you ever think about that? That maybe his knife isn't about hunting or killing. It's that he likes a good crusty roll with some butter on it.
All I can think of is because in Ultimate Spider-Man, they made him Australian. They basically made him the Croc Hunter. Is now I hear Kraven.
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
And I cannot do an Australian accent.
Yeah, Kraven is the one that I'm definitely looking forward to. Even though, like you said, he's using older parts, they've done enough to him to make him a completely new character and feel fresh.
Yeah, because I hate it when my figures have that unfresh feeling.
That's why you got to keep them in Tupperware containers.
Now, to keep with the Rocket Raccoon sayings, I forgot Ultimate Spider-Man's Rocket Raccoon saying is, collect them all, whether they want to be collected or not.
And I thought of you.
Whether you have any control over this or not.
On the back of Kraven, Rocket Raccoon says, never doubt a raccoon, collect them all.
Yes, this is something Arnie is doing.
I trust the raccoon. Next up, figure 10 is Beast from Astonishing X-Men. I smell a packaging variant as he comes shipped upside down.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Interesting.
And they did that with that previous Spider-Man where there was upside down Spider-Man and then ever so slightly different painted right side up Spider-Man.
I like Beast.
I'm looking forward to that figure, too, because that's all new parts. That's a 100% new sculpted figure. And remember, he has the toe articulation.
Yep, they actually demo that in the bubble, showing his toes bent.
Did you read the back?
Racket Raccoon, collect them all. Don't tell me I'm part of a cute quota. Beast has a really good paint job on him. I'm going to give them a lot of props for that. And yeah, all new sculpt. Tons of articulation on him. I'm sure a lot of people are going to kind of complain because it's cat-like Beast's face instead of the more classical Beast face, but that's what you get when you get Astonishing X-Men's Beast in this outfit. And yeah, it is a good figure. And now that they have this body, they could always swap out the head and do other Beasts.
True. And this outfit almost looks like it could, you know, we could pretend like we got a X-Men First Class figure.
Yeah, it could go. That's my first thing I thought. I was like, oh, they made X-Men First Class figures, but no. It's just vaguely reminiscent. I was schooled.
Then the last figure in the wave. Sure, it may not be all new, but it is all cool. Beta Ray Bill.
I love Beta Ray Bill. Oh, what's wrong with his teeth?
Well, that's how they are.
That's his Beta Ray teeth.
Yeah, but this makes it look like he's got an overbite.
Yeah, he kind of does.
But I love him, because he's like a weird Thor. He stole Thor's clothes while Thor was skinny dipping with Sif. I love him.
I love how you just made up a backstory for him, too.
No, that's canon. That's canon. That's how Beta Ray Bill entered the Marvel Universe.
And the reason his teeth look so funky, there's some jaw articulation here, folks.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. You can open his mouth.
Oh, you know, I always do want my action figures to masticate.
Well, finally, your prayers have been answered. It's been a long time between this and the original release of Hungry Hungry Hippos. but finally.
Now, maybe it's just been a hell of a long time since we got our last case in, Justin, but this is truthfully feeling to me like it may be the most solid wave of MU yet.
On paper, it seems like it. I mean, so many new sculpts. You know, I mean, with the exception of the Spider-Man that we already harped on, everything else has a lot of newness going on there. Even with Beta Ray Bill being, I bet you, I haven't seen him, but I bet you there's a lot of Thor used parts in there.
Oh, it's all Thor. It is all Thor. Maybe not the boots, but it's Thor's body and Thor's arms.
Right, but look, then he's got that shoulder pad going on that's going to be different. So
those are stacked on accessories.
Okay, good enough.
And a wonderful metallic blue paint on him, too.
It rocks. It really does. I'm telling you, Beta Ray Bill is right up there for me with Galactus.
Yeah, he has two different colors of metallic blue. There's a rich metallic blue on the knees and the shoulder pads, and then a lighter metallic blue on the rivets, nipples, headlights, buttons.
Yeah, I'm really excited to get these figures in my hands. It's been a long time coming, and you know, we've had a few things here and there that trickled in, but this wave signals, I think, kind of the relaunch of Marvel Universe. We had that big lull since what was it, March? Maybe even earlier, since the last new wave came out. And this seems like a good, strong wave to come back out of the gate with.
In addition to all of these hitting, there have been a ton of comic packs hitting. We talked about them a little bit last show, but since our last show and now, I have found 7 new comic packs. But the funny thing is, it has literally been one at a time at a different Toys R Us.
We spent Sunday hitting the Toys R Us's in Chicago.
And we hit about 8 of them.
Yeah. And at each one, Arnie found something to buy. So at each one, Marjorie found something to buy as well.
So could you determine if possibly they're shipping out cases of individual Toys R Us exclusive comic packs? Or do you think our theory from before was right? They're doing 6 and 6 of 2 different ones.
Here's what they're doing. There is one case that is the Spider-Man Rhino and Dr. Doom and Spider-Man. Because while I found one new thing at each store, at the later stores, I would see the things that I'd bought at the previous stores. And so I found a number of stores that had only the Dr. Doom Spider-Man and the Rhino and Spider-Man. So those two come together. And then I found other stores that only had Cap Magneto and also had She-Hulk Wolverine.
See, yeah, that's strange, because you had told me that you had seen 2 of them around your local, and I had seen the other 2 at my local Toys R Us, so I was kind of wondering what the heck was going on, because the first time I saw them was right after we recorded last time, and they had a couple of each, so I don't know if they got all these different cases in, or maybe one case is shipping with a couple of each of them in there, but it seems kind of hit and miss, depending on which Toys R Us you hit.
I have a theory that my local Toys R Us was holding back on them. And that's why I found the first 2. I did find those 2 on one trip. I found the Dr. Doom Spider-Man and the Spider-Man Rhino at once at mine, but my Toys R Us did a reset. They moved. At first, I thought they got rid of all their Marvel stuff. I went into my Marvel aisle and it was all Batman. Everything. There was like 3 pegs for MU. And I'm like, where'd the Avengers go? Where'd Iron Man stuff go? Where'd Thor go? It turned out they just moved it around the corner. And I think they knew they were moving it and didn't put out any cases for a while.
I think it was like the book, Who Moved My Cheese? Where's my toys? Where's my toys?
That seems to be going on at Walmarts right now, too. Walmarts are switching around all their toy aisles. And you can tell that they're waiting to put stuff out, because why put it out and then move everything over an aisle? But yeah, I mean, I was lucky enough to find all of these almost immediately after we recorded. And I still cannot bring myself to pick up that Rhino Spider-Man pack. I don't know what it is. I mean, I was super excited about that Rhino when it came out in the Spider-Man line. And it's still a great figure. I just feel like I have him already. And with, you know, who else are you going to pack him with other than Spider-Man? So I can't get super excited about that pack. So I may eventually pick it up. But for now, I've left him sitting there for a while.
I picked it up because the Rhino has a new paint job on him. I thought that was worth it. It is one of my favorite figures from that Spider-Man line. Also, it gives Americans hope that if they're repacking some of the villains from there, maybe Shocker will make his way down south in a comic pack or something later on.
Yeah, that'd be neat. Maybe a better paint scheme.
Of the other 2 Toys R Us ones, I mean, the Doom Spider-Man one, I really do like with the inverted paint scheme there.
Yeah, that was one that I think totally surprised us at San Diego Comic-Con. We didn't realize, you know, they'd never teased this or shown any pre-pictures of it. It was just kind of in the case there. And to have it come out so quickly is kind of neat, too. But, you know, the white Doom, what can you say? It's the same Doom figures from before, but there's something cool about him in the white and silver. He seems more menacing than he does in the standard forest green that he's usually seen wearing.
It's just so stark. Plus, to get the Spider-Man in the inverted Future Foundation colors is kind of cool.
Yep. And this one is the new articulated style body. We've got all that new articulation and rocker anklers and all of it. So that's, to me, in my book, that's a good pack. You get a new style figure, a repaint of an older figure. I'm happy to give you $17-$18 for that.
The pack I wanted most was, of course, the one I had to hunt hardest for and only found about an hour before we record. I'll tease, it comes with the comic The X-Men versus the Avengers that came out in 1987. So that whole AVX thing isn't sounding quite so original now, is it? But this is Wolverine and She-Hulk. And now, I gotta ask you, Justin, I'm finding it really interesting that they would put She-Hulk in a comic pack when in Wave 19 is the first time we get She-Hulk at all. Is this the same She-Hulk?
Well, different outfit, but, you know, different painted outfit, because there's really no clothing on this body. This is...
It's like a weird body paint people you see at Dragon Con.
Yeah, it's kind of hot. Yeah, there's no sculpting to any of her clothing, so they're just going to repaint it into a different outfit. But yeah, it seems like they've been, you know, debuting some new figures in these comic packs before the regular ones get out. Now, which one is this? This is more of her original costume, I would assume.
Her original costume is actually like a tattered hospital gown. It was a dress. It was really, you know, we're talking 70s original She-Hulk.
Okay, but this looks like a reject from the 80s aerobics video.
This was her 80s outfit, though, where she had basically a one-piece bathing suit.
Yep, and she's only missing leggings. If we could get some leggings on there.
And a headband.
And a headband. She would be Olivia Newton-Hulk. But what's exciting here is this is the first time we've got an all-new female body, which I don't know. Are they going to be able to use this for anybody other than She-Hulk? Are there other really tall Amazon type of female characters that they're going to be able to use this on in the future?
My mind blanks trying to think of them. I guarantee there are, but I don't know if there's any heavy hitter big names like that. I mean, you think of Miss Marvel, you think of Rogue, you think of Black Cat. None of them are 6.5 feet tall. They're not Brigitte Nielsen, for crying out loud.
Right. I mean, she's taller than the standard, you know, male figure in the line. So pretty neat that, you know, I mean, she's got the nice articulated arms, double hinged elbows, which is a good addition. I love the swivel cut in the hip, but I'm still not a fan of the T-bar. It makes it hard to do anything other than stick the legs straight up.
I understand your point there. I completely agree, but it does allow for other posability. It's just very obvious with that there's the T-bar there.
Yeah.
I like the swivel cut hips, and I really like the double jointed knees.
And being the guy who's the fan of articulation, far be it for me to complain about how the paint job kind of goes against the articulation here, because there's a lot of stuff going on in her hip area. She's got the... Isn't that just super busy? I mean, is it just me?
It is. A little grooming would go a long way for the She-Hulk.
And Arnie, she's got a sculpted belly button like you usually point out on these female figures.
That's what made me think she was body painted is because of the belly button.
Don't worry. I was on my notes to get to.
I was kind of expecting full-on body paint and there would be other things visible, but I guess they're at least going with the illusion of panties.
All in all, I'm super happy with it. I'll be happy to get a red She-Hulk and her other outfits. It's a good buck.
And then we get a Wolverine that definitely has a new paint job. They've tried to give him a wash. It looks like you took an older Wolverine figure, maybe the Secret Wars comic pack one, and stored him in a bag of Cheetos.
But the other Wolverine had the same wash. Remember, we thought you had a bad paint job?
Yeah, but this one's specifically
orange.
It's
orangey, yeah.
It's but Chester Cheetah orange.
It matches, so I'm okay with it. I'm not a fan of the wash, though.
But it doesn't match his midriff, which looks like our dog licked the Cheeto dust off of it.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, if you rip this figure apart and like got just that thigh, you could drop that in a bag of Cheetos and nobody would ever know.
But She-Hulk, very cool. And if you need a old school Wolverine, this is a good way to do it. I don't remember him ever wearing orange. He wore brown. He wore yellow. Orange? I'm not so sure. But maybe it was the 80s.
It was some fashion mistakes that he had. Everyone wore some bad things in the 80s. I know I did.
He also had a torn denim jacket. He doesn't want to talk about it.
Do you like Dokken?
Rocking with Dokken.
He's a dream warrior.
The last one, which I'm actually more excited about than it deserves, is the Magneto Cap Toys R Us one, which is only worth it for the unhelmeted Magneto.
Whoa! What's up with that hair?
Well, it's helmet hair.
Well, actually what it is it's a good use of the Adam Strange head. They repainted it into a more human.
Ah.
But it works, you know? I think it's a great looking different Magneto figure. But that's a perfect way to put it. More excited than you should be just because it's a helmetless Magneto.
Because that is another Cap, and I have almost as many Captain Americas. Now, I probably have more Captain Americas than I have Spider-Man. It's a close call, folks. There's been two Captain America movies. There have been two Spider-Man 3 3/4-inch lines. It's really running a tight race. Although Iron Man's up there, too.
Well, I tell you what, the arm on my Captain America broke almost immediately coming out of the package.
And really?
I have so many of them. I have so many of these. My action was like, eh. Whatever. You know, it's like, not even going to be bummed.
But the Magneto, yeah, I'm digging on this figure because the helmeted one, I never quite took to the shadowing they gave it. I much prefer the Secret Wars 80s Magneto we got versus the one that came out most recently individually carded. But I do like this one. He's got the wonderful evil look, and he doesn't wear that helmet quite so much anymore. It's more a battle thing than just a everyday wear thing.
But I didn't expect him to have such long and luxurious hair underneath.
But he did in the movie, too.
Fassbender didn't have luxurious hair.
Not Fassbender, the old guy.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
It's another good use of existing parts, because we've got, I think it's the Ghost Rider AIM soldier body going on. And Dr. Doom's cape. So we got the same cape in the same assortment here. Just used differently and to better effect each time. But yeah, I'm glad to have gotten that figure. The only way that it could have been even better is if they somehow figured out how to do a removable helmet on him.
But those are the four exclusive Toys R Us ones. There are three comic packs hitting just regular stores. First, there's the Hulk Wolverine pack. The pack I could not get excited for, no matter how I tried. First appearance Wolverine, old sculpt Hulk.
It's not old sculpt, it's new sculpt Hulk. But it's the Hulk that it's already an individual card of figure in the wave we just reviewed. And it's also from the Avengers set at Walmart. So if you've been lucky enough to find this wave before the comic packs, you've already got this Hulk twice.
Oh, you're right. It is the new sculpt. I thought it was the old one because they didn't give him the wash. He's totally different paint than the Hulk that comes individually carded. He's a much lighter green, he's got a different head, and he's got lighter purple pants. They didn't look the same to me, even sitting right next to each other.
I think it's the same head. Look again. I think it might be the eyebrows throwing you off.
No, there's different jawlines.
The mouth is different.
Really?
Yeah, and the nose is different a little. Yeah, the nose is definitely different.
I might have to pick up that pack, because that was the other pack that I skipped out of this big deluge of comic pack.
Actually, in the eyebrows, I think it's a different head sculpt. I really do.
They do have painted eyebrows, but yeah, the mouth looks different. It could be the paint. Maybe they just painted the teeth differently, but it makes it look like one half of the mouth is more open than the other, which the carded one does not have.
Maybe I'll try to track that down. And then the same lame first appearance Wolverine that...
They've changed the paint job on him. They've painted arm hair on him. And it looks like somebody was bored in class and doodled with a Sharpie.
It's terrible.
Actually, that's kind of cool because that's a callback to one of the older Toy Biz Marvel Legends figures. The first appearance Wolverine back then, they did the little tiny paint hair, arm hairs on his arm. So that's...
I'm going to start doing that in my arms.
What's great about this is there is a huge scale difference between these two figures, as there well should be. And they actually, in the package, have Wolverine standing at about Hulk's knees, and he's still shorter than Hulk. Plus, it comes with Incredible Hulk 181, which is Wolverine's first appearance, and a really good comic if you haven't read it, Justin. I actually read that back in The Day, capital T, capital D.
I'm gonna track down that pack now. I think I've been talked into it.
Now I'm the enabler. Next up, we've got Juggernaut Colossus. I really was happy for this because I wanted the unhelmeted Juggernaut, and then I saw the head they gave him, and I'm like, oh.
Oh, that is bad. What is that?
That's what Juggernaut looks like under the helmet.
I don't like that.
It's a little Chucky looking.
It's so bad that on the back of the card, they covered it up. They have Colossus covering his bad face.
But you know, it's not a bad sculpt or anything. It's just a goofy looking face.
Mm-hmm. It's the smile and the frown and the eyebrows and the red hair. Oh, wait, it's the whole head.
It's mostly, I think, you combine the fact that his eyes are looking upward and his shoulders are all hunched over. It looks very Stifler to me.
Stifler?
Oh!
Do you see it?
Yeah, the Stiffmeister.
It looks like the Stiffmeister is taking a crap.
Yeah.
He's gritting his teeth.
You know what? I dig it, though. I mean, how many different ways are we going to be able to get a Juggernaut? Eventually, we have to get him without a helmet.
I know. It's just I don't like this head of it. That's what I'm saying, is I was excited at the thought of getting one unhelmeted, but I just didn't like the head they put on here.
Well, Diamond Select did the variant version of their Juggernaut without a helmet, too, and it's very similar to this head, too, and I did not like that one. So I can see where you're coming from. But I would rather have this unhelmeted version than just a straight repack of the Juggernaut that's been out.
Agreed, completely. 100%. But if we're going to review, I just got to give my opinion of it. I like the body. I like the wash. It's the same body as before. The giant buck. I like big figures, and I cannot lie. And this is a pack of two of them. And so I'm liking this pack. I kind of like... I know Chris, when he posted on our Facebook wall, didn't care for it, but I kind of like the flat gray Colossus we got here versus the much more chromey one.
I do too, and maybe it's just because, you know, once again, we've had Colossus quite a few times over the years, and what else are you going to do to him? He's been silver and chrome, all these other releases, and this kind of matte, I don't want to say gray, but it is gray. I think it's kind of a neat little, it's almost reminiscent of the Star Wars comic packs when they were originally in the Marvel colors. You know, it's a little bit off.
The only thing they could have done that would have been kind of cool is gone more blue, which is just like the comic cover that's included of the old X-Men comic. He was very blue in that one, but I like this flat gray. I like the wash on him. I love the detail on the tops of the boots with the three points there. This one, it's a solid pack, if not a must-have.
I'd agree with that. It's the one that I see gone every time I run into this wave at a Target. So people are pretty excited about it themselves.
It was the one I never saw in stores. And then the last one Marjorie was able to find for me at a Target. We haven't talked about a new Iron Man figure yet, Justin. What's going on?
And I don't think this one would be considered new by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, we don't have him in white and maroon.
No, no, we do not. Okay. Here's what it is. It's from that comic series from the Iron Man 2 figure line, repainted, and maybe some different shoulder pads. But we've talked about this before. I am not a fan of Iron Man from this era. I don't like his helmet. I don't like the fact that it looks like he's wearing tights. It's not my Iron Man. So this figure holds no special place in my heart as far as, ooh, it's this outfit or whatever. It looks like a cheap knockoff.
Yeah, it is. And it's kind of like someone imitating Iron Man. It just is not very good.
Or somebody's mom who made an Iron Man Halloween costume.
Yes.
But the figure everybody's really going to be wanting in here is Mandarin, who's different enough to frustrate people who never found him in the Iron Man line. The Iron Man 2 line, I should say.
I'm one of those guys. I still never found the original green Mandarin, but I tell you what, I don't know that I feel like I have to go too far out of my way to get him now that I've got the red version in my hands. I'm pretty happy with this figure.
It's a nice figure. I'm glad they're getting this out there for everyone. I actually prefer the red to the green. I think it looks more regal.
I can agree with that.
The green just always looked a little bit more realistic, but a little bit off. This red looks absolutely perfect, and he comes with a translucent accessory of a sword.
Yeah, a flaming samurai sword. And his helmet comes off and fits on really nicely. It seems to go on only one way. You know, some helmets you put on and you can twist them a little bit and they look cockeyed. This one, it goes on and it lines up with his eyes and his hair and just sits there.
So that's it, folks. A lot of figures hitting now. Like I said, Wave 19 is starting to hit. Saw it at Wizard World. So hit your stores. There's new Marvel Universe figures. If Avengers wasn't your thing, if you're one of the ones who is complaining, no articulation and didn't like the movie likenesses, here it is. This is what you've been waiting for. It's Christmas in August.
I didn't complain that much, did I? Or you weren't talking directly to me. Okay.
I wasn't talking directly or indirectly to you. You bought a ton of Avengers figures versus some who just took a summer vacation.
Way more than I planned on, I'll say that.
But if you're one of the ones who is missing a Thor figure...
I can help you out.
There is a Toys R Us in the suburbs of Chicago.
We walked in, and it was at the very front of the store, like where they do their big displays.
With the Spider-Man display every store has.
One whole side of it was Thor figures, except that 154 of them were all Thor.
Well, no, there in that number were a couple Lokis and a couple Frost Giants, but they were all Thor Wave 1 movie figures.
The 154 was only Thor.
Oh.
I did not count the one Loki, 8 Frost Giants, and approximately, I think it was 12 of Odin. That was not included in the 154.
That kind of makes my stomach turn a little bit. That's disgusting that there's that many Wave 1 Thor figures still on a current retail shelf.
Initially I was very happy because I thought, Sif Heaven!
No.
And then I realized that no figure was higher than number 6. And then I was just dumbfounded that they were all still full price.
More than full price, because Toys R Us jacked all those up to $10 at some point.
Yeah, they were $9.99.
Never mind that those came out 2 years ago at $6.99. That's horrible. It takes me back to when, you know, we got all excited and we got these Thor figures early. We got them out of the back. And then...
Yeah, I don't know why you guys make me do that.
Months and months go by and nothing higher than number 6. Nothing higher than number 6. And then eventually a trickle here and there of the Warriors 3 wave. But there's the problem right there. They way overestimated the popularity of Thor, at least in the Chicagoland area. So while you guys are in Chicago finding Wave 1 Thor figures, I've been seeing TJ Maxx and Marshall's getting some of the later wave harder to find figures like the Warriors 3. And there's more Thors in there that I care to remember, but there was that Odin that was repainted in the darker colors, kind of the black and gold. Which one was that? Doesn't even really matter, does it?
No, it does not.
the later wave Odin. But I've also heard people finding King Loki, which is a figure I personally have never seen. So I'm hitting my TJ Maxx and Marshalls pretty hard trying to track down a King Loki figure. But it also gives me hope that possibly TJ Maxx and Marshalls is going to be the place that eventually gets some of those deluxe figures that never made it out to retail. Like, it would be neat to find a Heimdall, wouldn't it?
That's true. I mean, you and I got a hell of a bargain on Heimdall on eBay of all places, but...
Yeah, that was kind of the draw. That wasn't really indicative of the market for that figure.
Yeah, I would love to see him make it out. I thought he was an underused character in the movie, but a great one. I'm looking forward to seeing him in the sequel, and he deserved to have a better figure presence, as did Sif.
Yeah, and I believe that there were some other deluxe figures that never quite made it out. I thought there was another Ice Giant that was supposed to be in that deluxe line, so I'll definitely keep hitting mine to see what shows up there, because in years past, it seemed like TJ Maxx and those stores would get like one shipment of stuff, and if you missed it, you missed it. But I've been noticing restocks of the same stuff. Like we talked about it before, some of those Iron Man figures have been restocking, and a lot of the Captain America figures are restocking. It's becoming a good place to get these older figures.
And I've been walking through them, still looking for a Sentinel. We only found the one. I hear there's the exclusive San Diego Comic-Con Sentinel. You found it, Justin. Other people are finding it on the forums. I did find a Hammer Drone at one. Still no sign of a Sentinel, but I gotta give you a tip, folks. Walk around the store, because it turns out there are toys scattered all around our store in like wire bins. The toy area is so full. They just have them in housewares and in shoes.
Arnie, I hate to tell you, that's TJ Maxx.
TJ Maxx and Marshalls are the same damn store. They're owned by the same company.
Yeah, and they're just a glorified Goodwill. The only difference is instead of used clothes, they're secondhand clothes, like second factory seconds.
But that's actually a good tip. I think I always just beeline it right to the back corner of my Marshalls and don't really pay attention to anything other than the iPad accessories. And then I walk right out.
I do the exact same thing. I go to toys and electronics and leave.
Well, I might be making my way over to women's shoes next time to see if I can find some Thor figures hiding out over there.
Or some cute pumps.
Marjorie had a birthday recently, and I found an extra stocking stuffer for her because she loves that I'm Captain America figure, and they had it at TJ Maxx, and I'm like, for this price, she can take one to work and push his chest all day.
I did. I sat there all day, I'm Captain America. This shield is amazing.
But yeah, TJ Maxx and Marshalls isn't the only place that's having some bargains. I've been seeing at Walmart, it looks like they're getting ready to reset some of their stores, and some things are getting put on clearance that I hope doesn't mean they're not carrying him anymore. And I guess we've been in the game long enough to know that every once in a while, Walmart will mark stuff down and bring in new stuff. But Marvel Legends down to $11 at some stores. That's kind of neat if you could find any that you needed there.
Yeah, and those have been shipping again, too. I noticed on all the Toys R Us runs I went to, there have been a lot of Claws and Captain America's, Phantom X, Hope Summers. Just a bunch of them from the second wave hitting again at Walmarts and Toys R Us's, and the Walmarts are getting them in and marking them right down.
I've seen Target getting some case assortments in that have the original Thor and the blue Ghost Rider, too. So if you're lucky enough to walk into your Walmart as they're marking some of these down, you missed out on some of those harder to find figures. Can't beat $11 for a Legends figure.
Not at all.
But they're also marking down some of their Avengers stuff, like the Avengers 4 packs that we kind of been talking about that were originally $30, coming down to $21, which might make me pick up the other one that I never got. I picked up the one pack that had Hulk in it right away, but that other pack I've just kind of left sitting there because it was all repacks. But at $21, I might reconsider that. And then also, the deluxe figures in the Avengers line are being marked down to $9, which is interesting because the Chitauri figure is starting to ship out there too. So some people are finding the Chitauri brand new deluxe figure for only $9.
And that Chitauri, I almost ordered it at HasbroToyShop.com. It was up there, but it was going to be $20 shipped. And that felt like rape. And of course, they put it online after their Comic-Con coupon expires.
Of course they did.
And it's a limit of one per person, so I can't even buy enough to get free shipping. And so I'm like, screw you. I'm just going to pay somebody on eBay. I would rather reward somebody on eBay than pay your crazy prices, especially knowing how poorly Hasbro Toy Shop packs. The eBay seller, at least I can give negative feedback to.
Yeah, and I get the feeling that one's not going to be too difficult to find because it's the only new deluxe figure coming out. So as they ship, it's going to be a full case of them.
Tell that to Heimdall.
Yeah. I mean, unless these resets are getting rid of the Avengers assortment, which I don't think they are. But if that's the case, then yeah, this may become a lost figure.
I'm just kind of giving it a week or so. They're on eBay for $18, $19 shipped by it now. And I'm like, I'd rather just find a seller who either has free shipping or I can combine shipping on a couple rather than try to go one at a time at Hasbro Toy Shop.
Yep. Or they'll start popping up on Amazon for less money once people get stuck with a whole bunch of them.
The last thing that's really starting to hit now is finally, and we talked about these a little on the last show, the Avenger Superhero Squad packs. And we hit a ton of Targets looking. The one that every store had and just sits there in multiples is the Nick Fury Skrull pack.
I'm sorry, because it's just not as cute.
That Skrull is cute, though.
Yeah, but he's no Hulk.
And that was the pack I never found, is the Hulk Loki 3-pack. It also has Hawkeye. That one sold out everywhere. I found him at Wizard World for $15, and Marjorie pointed out to me that the $5 surcharge is cheaper than the gas we were spending going to every Target between Springfield and Chicago on the way to Wizard World.
The $5 was for my sanity.
It's a sanity fee.
It was. And with the price of gas, the stops and starts, and the time, because I factor in how much I make when I do these things. And if I find it someplace that's a little bit more expensive, I look at what I would be paying if I were at work. Not to mention the incidental items you pick up, because you can't just walk in Target and buy one thing.
And it's adding about 20 minutes to our trip per Target. And we stopped at 4 on the way up.
The worst thing and the best thing all at the same time is we borrowed my father's Garmin one time. And we were making toy runs. And every time we stopped, it was an extra 20 to 30 minutes. And it just kills your time.
It does. By the time you park and get in there and come back out, that's 20 minute time suck.
Especially if you're not just doing the toy run, but you're getting off the interstate to do it.
Yeah. And if you're not finding anything, it makes it seem longer.
Yep. So we did finally assemble the Superhero Squad Avengers, and they are really cute, even if they are almost universally repacked. We talked a little bit about the other sets last show, but it's nice to have Hulk in his tan khakis. He's business casual Hulk. Casual Friday Hulk wears the purples.
Candy pants. That's what those are called.
One other thing I did notice, and this would be a good time to pick these up if you skipped them when they first came out, but all the mini mugs seem to be going on clearance at Target and Walmart. You know, I've seen the two packs and the individual ones going down in price, so I end up picking up a few of them that I didn't get originally.
Very cool, and a good time for you who have talent to pick up some for customs too.
That still scares me. The painting on a completely blank canvas is a little bit daunting.
I've seen how people do it, and what you do is you draw it first, and then you can screw up as many times as you want. You draw it in Sharpie, then you paint it.
That's cheating.
Finally, one last thing we found at Toys R Us. I almost ordered it online. Glad I didn't. Series 3 of Marvel vs. Capcom Minimates are hitting with Akuma vs.
MODOK! I love him. It's great. I didn't think I'd ever like a Minimate until I found him.
You know what? I've been seeing some of those on the front of the pegs, but I haven't dug through them. I forgot MODOK was in that wave. I should go try to pick one of those up.
Yeah, I ended up getting three. One for Marjorie's desk at work, one for my desk at work, and one for the actual collection. So if anyone needs an Akuma, talk to me. Well, that is a huge, huge store report, but we do have a couple of other things online.
Sales to astonish.
Justin, I gotta know. You've been talking about it. You've been hemming and hawing. You've been flirting with it. Did you go all the way with Hot Toys Hulk?
Not only did I go all the way, but I flex paid that mofo.
So did I. So did I.
I have to say, I'm surprisingly shocked that it was only $2.99. They could have easily asked for $4.99 on that, and I don't think too many people would have been like, what? That's way out of line. That's a good price for what we're getting here.
Here's what I'm going to say is I was expecting $400, possibly $500, given the price of the gantry, given the price of the Ironmonger, given the price of the black-suited Spider-Man with the big Sandman base. But what they did, and I'm so glad they did, is they kept it simple. There's no other heads. There's no other feet. There's no beat up accessories. You get Hulk with one set of interchangeable hands, giving you two sets of hands you want. You want Hulk to have fists and you want Hulk to not have fists.
Perfect.
And I have boxes of Hot Toys accessories like Tony Stark's loafers that I'm never going to put on because, first of all, it's a little dangerous to break the toys trying to put all these parts on and off again. Wolverine's zippers break. Tony Stark's latches break.
You sound like some sort of weird, demented, kidnapper. Doesn't he, Justin? Talking about people's zippers breaking in their hands and...
No, I mean, you got to be honest. He's never going to put on Tony Stark's loafers.
Why would you?
What sane person has ever said that?
Yeah, are you making some sort of office environment? Business meeting and board meeting down on Wednesdays at Stark Industries? What the hell? Why do you need loafers?
Hey, ask Hot Toys. That's what I'm saying. You don't. And with Hulk, you know what? If they'd thrown in a really good likeness of Ruffalo as Bruce Banner, yeah, I'd have paid $500, $600 easy. But if we've got a Hulk and just a Hulk, don't over-accessorize this Hulk. Don't give me 10 pairs of hands on this Hulk. Keep the price down because this thing's huge. I mean, did you see it to scale? It is huge.
They nailed it on the scale. They nailed it. And the likeness is awesome. But the thing that has me super duper excited is they are pioneering a whole new way to do articulation on a figure. And part of me scared that it might not work out. But from the pictures, it looks like they nailed it.
Here's what they did. And they've done this before, Hot Toys has. They used a flexible rubber sheath and molded it for the arms. Now, somebody on our Twitter or our Facebook, I can't remember which, posted a picture and said, don't be too excited because they did this once before with a big muscular guy with bare arms. And after some time, that plastic cracked and tore.
Ooh.
And rubbers do that. And was it left in a car for a week? What condition was it in? Was it kept in a nice, stable collecting environment? But the truth is, a rubber is going to break down faster than a hard plastic.
See, now you got me scared. I was all excited. You took the feature that I was the most excited about and scared me.
Well, I'm just passing on what our listener did, and he's got a good point, but I don't know how old that figure was. They may have very much improved it, and that person may have left it in the car for 3 weeks, too.
Right. I mean, come on, there's Stretch Armstrongs that have survived from the 70s.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's great that they don't have the visible joints there. I'm really excited about it. You're most excited about that articulation being hidden. I'm most excited when I realize, I mean, just think about this. It's almost as tall as your Sentinel.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I'm totally excited by it. I think it's going to be awesome.
When does this ship?
March. And I went flex pay. I did the $75 a piece flex pay. I could have done it a little bit more, but
it's the same price, you know, spread it out a little bit.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel with all the hot toys I have coming. Red Skull, I just got my shipment notice on Red Skull, so he's on the way.
Well, they definitely did not disappoint on the final piece of the Avengers team assembling.
Well, it's not the final piece. We've got a Maria Hill, don't we? No, we have not a Maria Hill yet. We have Agent Coulson, but he's not technically an Avenger.
Right. This is the last one absolutely necessary to complete the Avengers team. Anything other than this is going to be auxiliary, you know?
Yeah, and they just knocked it out of the park on him. They just did. I am not disappointed as a Hulk fan.
The hair is pretty darn sweet. Maybe a little too perfectly mussed, but I'm glad they didn't try to do real hair.
Yeah, that would have been a bad idea, especially on his chest. Because, you know, Ruffalo's kind of a hairy dude. He's not Dan Hedaya, but
is he?
He's pretty hairy. And so they gave him that
little bit of a sculpt in there. Yeah.
Foliage. Yeah, on the chest.
Kind of got Blanca going on.
Did you call it foliage?
Yeah. Yeah, I found it weird that Hulk, I'm used to Hulk being waxed. What can I say? A little manscaping.
I wonder where the articulation is going to be. Is it just going to be an elbow joint, or are there going to be a little bit of bicep movement in there, too?
He has 20 points of articulation, including built-in joints in neck and arms that allow flexible movement. So it's kind of hard to say. He's posed a ton of different ways in those pictures, though.
Yeah, I'm guessing it's just going to be in the elbow, so he can kind of straighten his arms or get him, you know, about halfway bent.
Yeah.
Which is enough range of motion and something like that.
Here's the thing that weirds me out, and I don't know how it's going to work, and if there's a fatal flaw to this figure, this may be it. Movie-accurate facial expression, newly developed head sculpt with separate rolling eyeballs.
Huh? What?
Whoa, creepy.
Rolling eyeballs?
Yeah, I think they're going to be, like, gravity-centric, so they're going to be, like, googly eyes.
That's really creepy.
It's gonna be different. I'm wanting to see that in person.
That sounds familiar, that feature. I think they might have done that on the Luke Skywalker that they're doing as well. I remember reading the moving eyeballs feature on one other figure. This one, it could be a good one to try it out on because his eyes aren't wide open. You know, he's kind of got his grimace on his face and his eyes are mostly shut in case you do get a googly-eyed one and they're looking at each other. Maybe it's going to Marty Feldman, one going off in one direction. And
I could see that being a lot of returns. Yeah, my Hulk head's cross-eyed.
I got the Marty Feldman version instead of the Ruffalo.
Well, finally this week,
this just in, news from the web!
It's funny, that Justin, that you say they're marking down prices on Avengers multipacks because Target's getting a, hey, what's this? Oh, it's an Avengers multipack.
Yeah, and I mean, to be honest with you, hard to get excited about it. Hard to get excited about it.
It's not for us. It is great, great, great for a Christmas gift for kids. It is absolutely great. It is all Avengers in one box. You get the hard-to-find Black Widow, Hawkeye, Cap, Iron Man, Hulk, Thor, Loki, and Nick Fury. One box, one big gift, one smiling child.
Or Arnie.
Here's
or Justin.
And the picture that's floating around out there isn't the greatest of quality, so it's hard to tell if there's any slight repaints that might drive completionists crazy, but if they are, they're going to be ever so slight. It's not like these are going to be like brighter colored comic versions of these figures. But here's my prediction. This is going to show up and sit there well before the wave with Nick Fury ever shows up individually carded, and I'm going to be tempted to pick this thing up just to get my hands on that Nick Fury and have seven other figures I don't need.
You have a good point, sir. But I still think this isn't aimed at us, and if there is a minor repaint, will I buy it? Yes. Yes, I will. But I think this is great because with Avengers coming out on DVD this holiday season being the biggest movie of the year, sorry, Batman, that it's a good way to get these figures into the hands of kids who we need to support these lines to keep the lines going because collectors, we're not a big enough market. You got to have kids buying these toys. I say get them on board with this and then maybe come their birthday or whatever, Easter, they're going to be like, I want some Marvel Universe.
No, that's a great point because instead of flooding the market again when the DVD comes out with all these waves that are still somewhat sitting there, this is a great way to get all those figures back out there. You're right. I'd rather see this sitting on the shelf than another five shipments of Wave 1 again. It's just that damn Nick Fury.
Also, I was reading on the Squinkies Facebook page that they have something new that I saw at our Toys R Us.
I'm really worried that you're on the Squinkies Facebook page because it makes me think it's like six-year-old girls and then Arnie.
Arnie's on some sort of sexual predator watch list.
Yeah,
now.
Because I used to be on the Squinkies Facebook page and I realized it wasn't for me.
I was in the Zinkies forums.
With your Zinkies for Life username.
Well, Squinkies has a new product called Zinkies. Have you seen these yet, Justin?
I have not.
Probably because he doesn't have a magnifying glass.
Yes, they actually come with a magnifying glass. They are even smaller Squinkies.
Oh, I have seen these. The teeny tiny Squinkies.
Yes. They are approximately one-third the size of an average Squinkie.
I haven't seen them in any Marvel property. I saw ones that were, you know, like their little squinky animals and stuff like that.
I saw like army men who were very reminiscent of old school army men because they're single colored. Maybe they painted the eyes, but they're primarily one color like old army men. But they haven't announced them in Marvel yet. But knowing how Squinkies does everything with their license, it really makes me wonder if there will be really, really tiny Marvel Zinkies, and if so, if Marjorie will want them.
Probably not if I need a magnifying glass to enjoy them. I'm not seeing the benefit in this.
So you're saying they can go too small?
Yes, it is possible to be too small.
Finally this week, we did go to Chicago Wizard World. Usually we view this as a big shopping trip. I took a list of stuff I was looking for. Some Kodo stuff, some Marvel Selects, some Marvel Legends. We walked away just about entirely empty-handed.
Whoa.
For some reason, and we talked to others, it was not just us. We just didn't have a bad look on our face that made us unlikable that day. The dealers were not bartering this day. They were just being really hard about the price is the price, and you'd have to have bought several hundred dollars worth of stuff to get them to move at all.
What day of the con were you there?
It was Saturday in the evening. But one guy there had a Master Replicas statue that was the Hulk number one. For a while, Master Replicas, they do prop replicas. They were doing 3D representations of famous comic book covers. And they did Todd McFarlane's Spider-Man number one. They did an Amazing Fantasy 15 that was kind of lackluster. And they did this Hulk one. And it has a giant Hulk statue and in front of it, a tinier Bruce Banner. And being a Hulk fan, I wanted that. And the guy was asking $150. Sure, the retail was $200. But on eBay, $125 is a going price plus shipping. And the thing is heavy. But the guy would not move a penny down from $150. He wouldn't go to $135.
And it was also the display one. That's the thing. I think you should really reduce the price a little bit if it's the one that's on display because people have fondled it.
It's been fondled.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I want the pre-fondled discount.
Well, that's kind of disappointing. Those shows are generally great places to at least find some things that you might not have been looking for.
Baghead Spider-Man was there. He was $30.
Yeah.
I'd rather just buy a case for $120 and deal with it, you know, rather than give this guy. Most of the Wave 19 figures were $20, but Baghead Spider-Man was $30, being a variant.
Yeah, it's way too early in the game to start triple paying on figures that haven't started to ship yet.
Tons of the new Marvel Legends were there for $25 to $40 apiece. A lot of big-time Spider-Man, and I looked at all of them because I would have paid $40 if they had the revised, cleaned-up paint job of big-time Spidey, but they did not. All I ended up buying was that Superhero Squad pack I talked about earlier, and I did get a Marvel Select She-Hulk because that's been out of production for a while, and they only were asking $30, and they wouldn't go a penny below $30, but $30 for an out-of-production Marvel Select and not having to ship it versus most of them are going to be $22 to $25 shipped. I thought it was a nice sculpt, and I'm a Hulk fan and a She-Hulk fan, so I picked it up, being from the Wizard World Tour Fan's Choice from a while back.
Yep. And now, next week, they'll announce that they're re-releasing She-Hulk.
The cooler.
Cooler.
Well, I got the Chitauri Select at my comic store this week, and so I was kind of in a select kind of mood. But that was it for purchases there. Stan Lee was there, but I just couldn't decide on anything to get autographed, so I didn't. I had the Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends 3-pack autographed at Comic-Con a couple years back, and so I was good with that. I did get Tyler Mayne to autograph an X-Men DVD.
Who's Tyler Mayne?
Sabretooth. Not, oh, obviously, the one guy, but the other guy. You know what I mean.
The wrestler guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's actually kind of small. Like, he's...
He's downsized.
He's downsized, and he was a very pleasant man. He looked normal. No, he's a very pleasant man. He is well-dressed, articulate, and everything.
He was very nice. I can sometimes be intimidated by the bigger,
wrestlers.
Yeah, wrestlers.
Lou Ferrigno scares the crap out of me.
Not that I encounter wrestlers that often. Lou was there, too, by the way. Mm-hmm. I did not go up and ask him, do you really think that statue looked like you?
We should have.
We went through Artist Alley. I didn't get any art this time. There were some artists that looked good, but having gone through the last ones, I did pick up the name of one artist I may have do some custom stuff for me. But Marjorie actually bought something in Artist Alley.
I did. I found a guy who had some shirts he made, and they're very cool. He had a Wolverine, he had an Iron Man, and he had a Spider-Man. And what they are is he's a teacher, and he's teaching his high school students that they could draw. And he said that they all wanted to draw, like, these elaborate Wolverine and Spider-Man, just like Dan Slott and the comic book artists. And he was trying to explain to them, you can't just start out drawing that. You've got to start somewhere. So he took three circles, and he made awesome characters just out of three circles. Spider-Man, Wolverine, Iron Man are really awesome in their simplicity.
I wish I'd gotten his name. We just bought the shirt, and he didn't sign it with his name, possibly because these aren't licensed, and he told us how he had to make a deal with a screen printing shop to go in after hours and print them himself by hand.
Nice. Bootlegs.
But it had kind of a Mighty Mug feel to it. You almost got the Wolverine, except you aren't a fan of just wearing yellow in general.
I don't like yellow shirts.
And the shirts are usually a color involved in the outfit. Spider-Man's was not. It was a Heather shirt with Spider-Man on it. But the Wolverine one was yellow. The Wolverine and Spider-Man were good because Spider-Man has the webs coming out of his hand. Wolverine had claws coming out of his hand. Iron Man just had hands, and it kind of looked like three iron balls. But it didn't look like hands. It almost looked like pool balls, you know, just like three orbs. I couldn't figure out, what are these tiny balls orbiting the big ball of Iron Man?
Oh.
But when you put something there, like claws or webbing, it makes it very clear that these are hands.
Luckily, there's one in front and one behind. Otherwise, it looked like a weird Mickey Mouse ripoff.
Yeah, but it was the coolest thing we saw in Artist Alley, and they were really reasonably priced. It was $17, but he didn't have any singles, so he gave it to her for $15.
Yeah.
That was the only person the entire time who dealt.
But I think he was happy that we just talked to him.
Yeah, he told us all about the classes and things.
Yeah, that's neat. I like that style. A lot of variable line weight going on. It's a unique style.
And speaking of art, I did mention Marjorie had a birthday, and I'm Captain America wasn't the only Marvel thing I got her.
No, you got me. You went and talked to Agnes Grabowska, or Grabowski, I'm not quite sure how to say her last name, because I had liked her at New York Comic Con, and since I now had three dogs, one of them has a Marvel name, Logan. The other really doesn't have a Marvel name, but her name's stuck, Cassie, but she kind of has this big white stripe on her face like Rogue. And then I've got little Stanley, who's got a black eye patch. So, of course, he looks like Nick Fury. So I had this idea that my dog should be drawn as superheroes. And Arnie went and, after a long, 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 long wait and almost didn't make it, he got me some terrific art of my dogs as superheroes.
understand, we found her at New York Comic Con last October, and Marjorie's like, oh, I want you to draw my dogs, because she had a cutesy style that Marjorie really took to.
Big eyes like my dogs have.
And so I emailed her right after the show. I'm like, I want to get this for my wife for Christmas. She's like, there's a waiting list. And then the waiting list opened in December. I'm like, I want to get this for my wife for Valentine's Day. No can do. So then it was going to be Marjorie's anniversary gift. I think she's kind of glad it wasn't. She liked her anniversary gift. But it ended up being Marjorie's birthday gift.
It's great, though. And they're attacking the cat sentinels.
That was something Agnes added on her own, were catnils.
She did a great job. I mean, she made them cute, but not overly cutesy. They're neat-looking dogs, but they're not like, I don't know, like Precious Moments cute.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, there's a lot of personality in the faces, and they each have a little bit of attitude going on.
They do, normally, yes.
Very impressive piece of art.
I was glad she liked it. There was a lot of stress on my part with that. It's hard giving something like that, you know? It's, are they going to like it? And if not, well, here it is anyway. And you're paying up front. You don't know at all what it's going to look like. Some of the artists I've gotten custom sketches and art from will send me the pencil work and be like, do you approve the pencil work before I ink it? This one was like, I didn't hear from her for 4 months, and then I'm done. Here it is, penciled, inked, colored.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a little daunting.
And so that's like, well, hope she liked it, but I thought she would, and it's off getting matted and framed right now.
Nice. Well, happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
I didn't get you anything like that.
That's okay.
And that is our show for this week, and a reminder, we won't be back on September 1st. We're going to be back on September 3rd when we go, yes, weekly on Wednesdays.
Aye, aye, aye.
I think this show right here proves there's just too much Marvelicious news for 1 week.
Agreed. Especially when the toys start coming fast and furious like they have been.
So we will be back then. In the meantime, if you enjoy the show, please do leave us a review on iTunes. Just head to iTunes, whatever country you're in, leave us a 5-star review. Tell others to listen, help spread the word. Come like us on Facebook and like us on Twitter. Join the forums where you can find some hard-to-find figures people are trading all the time.
Until next week, true collectors.
Make mine Marvelicious.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Marvelicious Toys. If you enjoyed this podcast, please help our show by leaving a positive review for the show on iTunes. There's even more Marvelicious content at our website, MarveliciousToys.com. At the site, you can see pictures of the products we discussed, find checklists for Marvel toys, talk and trade with the Marvelicious forums, and much more. It's all at MarveliciousToys.com. We want to hear your thoughts on Marvel collectibles. You can leave reports of your latest toy finds as well as product reviews on our voicemail at 803-MARVEL-4 or email an MP3 or iPhone voice memo to show@MarveliciousToys.com. Marvelicious Toys is produced and edited by Arnie Carvalho. Podcast enhancement by Barrett. Marvelicious website design by Jason. Graphic design by Justin. Announcements by Brock. The Marvelicious theme song, Bam Pow Kablam, is composed by Joe Harrison. See more of Joe's work at www.StarWarsFanWorks.com/Lion's Mouth. If you also like Star Wars collecting is covered weekly at our other podcast, Star Wars Action News, which you can find at SWActionNews.com. Marvel Comics and all that the Marvel Multiverse contains are the intellectual property of Marvel Entertainment Incorporated, a subsidiary of the Walt Disney Company, and no infringement is intended. Marvelicious Toys is a Venganza Media production, copyright 2012, all rights reserved.
Oh, you don't have a microphone.
I can't hear Marjorie really well. I'm supposed to say something.
Yeah.
I never know when you're like just coming into the room and not set up though.
Okay, first time I've been sitting here talking like there's a microphone. I've been sitting there yakking away. There's just no microphone.
It's okay, I'm drinking. Marjorie bought wine.
I
nice.
Did.
Nice. This fun show.
This may be a totally different kind of show.
20 minutes in, it's going to get kind of weird.
Marjorie yes. and I will start making out in the corner, and Jess will be like, guys, guys, it's not the rhino horn we were talking about, guys.
Save it for the show.
My innuendo jokes? Save those for the show?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I am going to be talking about my red skull, so. That's a good name for it. The red skull.
I'm not encouraging anymore.
The Hawkeye? Oh, I'm looking at the figures here. How about Beast?
That's what I call him.
Just make sure you don't put your red skull into her Black Widow.
Trying to be good, trying to be good, trying to be good.
All right.
Hello and welcome to issue...
That was your phone.
No, it wasn't. That was your phone! My phone's on silent!
My phone's on silent.
It is now!
Off to a great start.
This is why my dogs bark all night, too, and why I'm up all night.
I thought that was because of the red skull. No.
Did you buy her some drinks?
Well, I didn't need to buy it drinks. It was already not standing.
Did you get into the cockpit?
My biggest disappointment came when I'm taking pictures of the glorious beast. That's also something I can call it.
But only if you spread your arms go, the glorious beast. That is my penis.
This episode is officially titled, In Search of a Nickname for Arnie's Manhood.
Next week, we name Marjorie.
They're already named Mary Kate and Ashley.
Oh, boy.
Yes, one's on heroin.
Yeah.
Speaking of old boy, we saw Scott Bakula. But anyway, back to the show.
Huh?
He ended every Quantum Leap with, oh, boy. The same way Justin says it.
Huge Bakula fan.
There ain't nothing huge about him.
Actually, he was ripped.
He was, yeah, actually.
Whoa.
Do you find my small, furry nature reassuring?
I think we just found the name.
I was just thinking that. It's the Rocket Raccoon, and its small, furry nature is reassuring.
Mm-hmm. We just nicknamed Arnie's manhood.
It's the Rocket Raccoon. Paint little bandit on the front. Bandit mask.
That's what Hulk's been doing. He's been messing around on his knees too much.
Oh!
Trying to pick up Thor's hammer. I don't know why you have to get dirty every time.
That's what I'll name it, Thor's hammer.
Because I can't pronounce the real name of the hammer.
Mjolnir.
Yeah. Nyum, nyum. Num, num. Num, num.
I just don't understand.
Can you say that again? You broke up a little.
From where?
I just don't understand.
Oh. I just don't understand why they continue to pump Iron Man into this line when there's a dedicated Spider-Man.
You said Spider-Man. Iron Man. You said you don't know why they understand why they pump Iron Man into this line.
It was such a natural thought, not feel so forced. I just don't understand why they have to keep injecting Spider-Man into this line.
And Marjorie was referring to Ugg boots earlier. It certainly looks like he has some Uggs.
And you know about Ugg boots.
It's what happens when I marry Carrie from Sex and the City.
You have another wife?
Let's bring our references into this millennia.
They made those really bad movies.
Talking about Uggs and Sex and the City.
Hey, people still wear Uggs. I'm not saying it's right, but people still wear them.
I want to talk to these people. No, I don't. I want to avoid those people.
Mm-hmm. Is now I hear Craven, that's not a knife. And I cannot do an Australian accent.
What are his called? Can you milk him, Arnie?
Can you milk a beta ray?
Is it Hulk Wolverine that's Toys R Us?
She-Hulk. Wolverine.
No, then what's the one that comes with the Rhino and Spidey?
Could be Cap and Magneto.
Nope, not She-Hulk. What's the fourth?
Doctor Doom. Yeah, and...
Doctor Doom. The Doctor Doom Spider-Man and the
Rhino, Spidey.
Rhino and Spider-Man. I did find those two on one trip. I found the Doctor Doom Spider-Man and the Spider-Man... My God, I'm having a bad time with this tonight.
The articulation here, because there's a lot of stuff going on in her hip area. She's got the... Isn't that just super busy? I mean, is it just me?
It is. A little grooming would go a long way for the She-Hulk. Now I'm the enabler.
Not really. You guys are like a little crime-fighting duo. Your names are going to stick. They didn't change it to Husk and Starchy, or whatever the their names were.
Husk and Starchy.
Yeah.
That was on after Starsky and Hutch. Nobody watched it.
What were their names?
Starsky and Hutch.
So I was right what I did.
Right after a brand new Lagney and Casey.
Marjorie's not allowed to drink during the podcast anymore.
I would have made that mistake anyway, sober.
So, while you're finding the original Thor figures, let me clear my throat real quick.
Let me clear my throat.
Kick it over here, baby pop. Sorry. I'm like, Carmen, I can't hear the beginning.
I thought I was all alone.
Man, all the five skivvies feel the beat.
What?
Drop?
What is this?
Beastie Boys.
Beastie Boys. All right.
Just as my brother from another mother, I swear to God.
We grew up in the same damn area, just hundreds of miles apart.
We had ourselves a little journey moment right there.
Yes, we did. Chicks all over the place. I gotta go. Now it's just apparently we watch too much TV.
What are you wearing, Bill from State Farm?
All right, I'm prepared to transition. Transitioning now. I think you buried the headline there. You hang stockings for your guys' birthdays?
He is Portuguese. We do weird stuff.
And rubbers do that. And we don't know the condition.
You said doo-doo.
I thought you were saying because I said rubbers.
It was in rubbers.
No, you said doo-doo. Diarrhea. Cha-cha-cha.
But we don't know the condition of that arm that we saw cracked and torn. Red Skull, I just got my shipment notice on Red Skull, so he's on the way.
Sorry, conversation we had earlier.
Yeah, Red Skull's coming.
Oh, is that later?
Heads up, Marjorie.
Yeah, thanks. I don't know who was.
If you know who Marty Feldman is, have Baron put him in the hands.
Probably not if I need a magnifying glass to enjoy them. I'm not seeing the benefit in this.
So you're saying they can go too small?
Yes, it is possible to be too small.
All right, we now have it definitively on tape. Marjorie admits that for women, size does matter.
That's right, bitches. And end of the conversation. You guys are okay with penis jokes until I mention size.
Hey, hitting a little too close to home, man.
Yep, I guess so.
Red Skull's fine with it. Rocket Raccoon.
They don't call me Juggernaut for nothing. Well, maybe they do. I don't know.
I was kind of expecting like a wrestler, you know, to be all like that one guy that wears the plaid shirts. No, the guy that wears the plaid shirts. The Get Her Done guy.
Roddy Piper?
Oh. No, the Get Her Done guy. That's what Larry I thought he was like. Guy? But apparently I'm wrong.